All right. So, this is the second. Well, this is your second.
This is my second podcast.
I think this is my fifth.
Your fifth.
I think I'm going to delete it.
I'm going to catch up, man. I'm doing podcasts every 2 days.
I'm going to try to keep up with you, but I don't always feel like talking.
Yeah, that's true.
I just say, fuck it.
But I'm going to be consistent with it. This is one of my goals this year. All
right. I'll keep it up with you.
All right, man. As previously stated in my last podcast, this is something that I really wanted to do for a very long time, so here I am.
Why not?
In the dining room, out of all fucking places.
It's better than watching TV, right?
It is. Trey's watching a shitty show in there.
He looked in here when I said that.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell he's watching, but it looks really shitty.
No, it's actually a good show.
Is it?
It is. But I don't want other people to make money from me watching their shit and their creations. I would rather people enjoy our creations.
Yeah, dude. That's what this is all about. Hopefully you guys do take insight and do...
Just get the positivity in.
Right.
A little bit of upliftingness. A little bit of laughter. A little smile. A little chuckle.
Yeah. Like, these podcasts, as I stated in my previous podcast, I'm going to have a variety of different things going on here.
You can talk about anything.
Absolutely.
Talk about everything.
So what do you want to talk about? There's so many things
to
talk about.
Well, let's go back to the one that got deleted. Do you want to do the horoscope again? Or do you want to try?
Yeah, we can do the horoscope.
Or we can do Deja Vu. I've been wanting to do that for a while.
Deja Vu is interesting.
It really is, and I have a theory on it that is really cool.
What's your theory on it?
You really want to know? It's kind of weird.
I asked you what the theory was. Okay. Of course I want to know, bro.
If you can handle it.
Okay, I can handle it. Just tell me what it is. It's like yin yang.
Be high. No, that's just life.
I know.
Life is yin yang. Everything has a good and a bad. Everything. There's a pro and a con. Literally everything.
I agree with that.
Depends on how you look at it.
100%.
But no, my deja vu theory. I mean, right. I don't know if I hope. I'm pretty sure people. A good number of people have experienced
the feeling of
deja vu.
It's
kind of cool. It is, but it's scary.
It's very scary.
It's a weird feeling, right? Let's just keep
it
weird.
You're basically reliving something you've already seen.
Yeah, that's what we think. Mind. That's what we think, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is my theory that I domino affected at one point.
All right.
Okay.
Well, they need to know your domino.
Like, well, your people do. Mine already know about the domino.
So
your thoughts, your train, you know, your thought train that leaves the station when you forget shit. Okay, that one, I look at it like dominoes, you know.
It's actually a very good way of putting it.
A little good analogy.
Like very that. Good analogy. I've never heard of that before.
Really? You've never heard? Really? Never heard of that?
No. Possibly.
I hope.
Well, I'm sure there's people that have used that term before. But
right.
Go on.
One domino led to another, and I discovered, or I my the theory I came up with is that deja vu is, okay, when I say something to you, or if I'm telling a story and it sparks something in your brain that reminds you of another story, right? Now, what if that spark was getting ready to be forgotten in your brain? What if it was almost deleted?
What if it channeled out somewhere else?
No. Like, because you forget shit all the time.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Yeah.
All right, your brain doesn't need it, so if you don't think about it for so long, your brain forgets it completely.
Yeah.
Now, what if, like, you know, you have, like, say, a whole gig. That's the whole memory is a gig of it in your brain, all right? What if it's almost forgotten? It's down to, like, 0.01 of a fucking...
Neuron? Kilo,
you know, that... whatever it is.
Whatever they measure that
mega millibyte or whatever.
No, it's...
No?
No.
Kilobyte?
This is like a human.
But I'm using gigabytes and terabytes as an analogy. All right, the small. Okay, it's getting ready to get deleted from your brain completely. Like,
right.
It's like, are you sure you want to delete? And something triggers that memory up right before it's deleted.
Oh, dude.
But your brain is trying so hard to remember the rest of the memory that it can't.
Dude, you know what?
Can't do it. It's getting ready to be forgotten, and it can't remember.
You know what that reminds me of? You know how, like, in iPhones, you, like, delete a picture or, like, a video?
Yeah.
And it has the album of...
Yeah.
Recently deleted?
That is a good one.
Then you can bring it back to life.
Yes.
Like, but you can recover it.
But I don't think you can bring deja vu ones back to life. I think they're gone.
Right.
It's just, your brain is like skipping and trying so hard it doesn't know what to do when it's trying to think of that memory. Yeah. That's my theory. What do you think of it?
It's possible, yeah. I can see that.
I mean, that's what I come up with.
Deja vu.
It's something weird, man. It's something weird.
I know for me, I've had it. I've had dreams.
Dreams. You can't put dreams in deja vu. They're two different things.
Okay. What would you call it when you have a dream and then
it comes true? Like,
yeah. What's that called? Deja vu.
No, it's not deja vu.
What's it called?
That's something else completely different. Because I've had just the other day. I swear to you, I fell asleep with the TV on, and I had a dream about Humpty Dumpty. I woke up from the dream 2 seconds later, something on the news, the dude said Humpty Dumpty.
Wow.
And it
freaked
me the fuck out, man.
It's almost as if, like, you're predicting the future.
No.
Or predicting a moment.
I thought something else.
What? What'd you think?
Remember how I said something to do with sound and earlier?
Yeah.
And Wi-Fi waves and, you know,
your
satellite waves. They're pretty similar to brain waves. What if when you're sleeping, those waves are easier to get into? What if I was picking up a signal from the TV in my dreams? Because it always happens with radio or TV. Always. Every time I wake up and it's happened, it has to do with something on the radio or something.
I can see what you're saying. So, like, the waves from the outside source.
Yeah, Black Mirror.
Is like entering your mind in a way. Like.
Yeah, or when you're dreaming, it's more synchronized when it's when you're not conscious. Black Mirror. You ever seen Black Mirror?
I have not.
Yeah. Maybe you should watch this before we do the podcast. Might open your...
Black Mirror, is it a scary movie?
It's not scary, it's a series.
Okay, on Netflix probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, overview on that, what's it about?
Every episode is different, but every episode focuses on one person's aspects, on one person's theory or their outlook on shit, and it's... Mm-hmm. It'll blow your mind. Mm-hmm. It will.
Oh, I'm sure it will, dude. There's a lot of fucking things out there. Blow my mind.
Yeah, this is different.
Like, the horoscopes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another good
it's
one.
It's kind of scary how true they are. It's like, I had this app that I could read my horoscope. I told you earlier, the last podcast, you know, whenever I read it, it feels like I'm experiencing that.
You connect
that
with,
I'm reading.
You connect
like, it's
with.
A sincere connection. Like, I'm going through that. Like, I'm living my life through my horoscope. It's crazy.
But do you believe that has to do with planets and the stars and the...
Yeah. Just
do
the
you?
Universe.
Do
yeah.
you? Really?
Yeah.
Still?
Like, yeah.
Huh.
Absolutely.
My theory didn't change your mind
I don't
at
remember,
all.
I don't remember your theory.
Are you serious?
Go, let me see.
Oh, my God.
Let me hear your theory. I forget it.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't tell you.
You never told me.
Oh, my gosh.
The podcast got deleted.
You're right.
All
right.
So, yeah. Give me your input
on. Oh, my
gosh.
I'm so... Okay. So, I don't believe at all that horoscopes, which they are. They are super accurate.
Yeah.
Scary fucking accurate sometimes. But, no, I don't think it has anything to do with stars or the universe, which it could. I could be wrong.
Right.
Why do you keep looking over there? You're freaking me out, making me think there's somebody over there.
Somebody over there, bro.
I know. Quit looking over there.
I see ghosts.
Okay, cool. Right.
They call me Ghostbuster. Like, I see shit, bro. So I'm just, you know.
I did too.
They're
it's
good
always,
spirit.
It's always
good.
It's always in my peripherals. I can never look directly at them.
I don't know what the fuck I was saying. All right, sorry.
My theory is that, okay, in my journal, I call it the golden moment.
Golden moment.
Okay, when a girl is pregnant.
All right.
Just say let's call it 2 weeks after she's pregnant. There's something that is in which I could be wrong about. I'm just saying, use this as an example. Mm-hmm. At some point during the pregnancy, some kind of environmental thing
factor.
Something that has to do with either what the pregnant woman is ingesting or is whether she's in the cold, it's wintertime or summertime. Mm-hmm. There is some kind of moment that affects how the baby is going to. How the personality is going to come out. Okay.
All right.
Like, say the golden moment happens when they're on Christmas time or Thanksgiving, when she's eating a bunch of different food or she's around something more often.
So basically you're saying...
It has to do with the month that they're born, yes. It has to do with the time that they're born.
Okay.
Like, summer, winter, spring, fall. Like, if you notice, Tauruses are very similar because they were all born in May, which means this golden moment, whether it be in May or... when she was actually pregnant, whether it, what, it doesn't matter when, something to do with the woman's environment or her ingestment or something. Well, I might have to. I don't think it has to do with the ingestment, unless the ingestment is.
What do you mean by the ingestment? Like
what they eat?
The baby. Oh, okay, gotcha. Because
the nutrients getting to the baby have a lot to do with. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Duh. Okay.
But if it's around Christmas time, then okay, obviously you're gonna be eating different types of food, different nutrients.
You're gonna be eating foods that are shitty for you.
Okay, that's just one way to look at it. Yeah, but that is my theory, that it has to do with the environment around that time that the baby is, I don't know, transformed into given their personality or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting, man. Absolutely.
You think so?
Yeah, dude, that's interesting. But
you still believe in Starship?
I still believe in the universe.
Which,
and
I would want to.
It has been said that the reception of the outside world, of our reality.
Vibrations.
Yeah. That too, but
I don't know.
It's just,
I have to justify things in my own way to actually understand them, because I don't understand how stars and planets can affect who the fuck we are at all.
The Big Bang, bro.
That has nothing to do with personality.
Yes, it does. I think it actually starts from a molecule that was in space and erupted. And as it expanded and become more powerful.
I want to just punch so many holes in your theory right now, but keep going.
But it's a theory. Well, it's could be true.
Yeah, anything could be true. You're right. I'll give you that.
It just all boils down to the universe. I feel like when the universe was created, our lives are already predicted. Like, the universe knows what we're destined to be.
Yeah. Maybe some. Yeah, maybe.
Like,
maybe something does.
I just feel as if something knows what.
But either way, it doesn't matter.
Holds.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Whether somebody does or not. Whether everything happens for a reason or not. Once it happens, there is no fucking thing we can do about it. So why even care?
Exactly.
No but matter what the reason is.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. Exactly. There's nothing we can do to change it. Either way, there's no reason.
It's just, I just feel that there's something that already knows what's going to happen in our future. If that makes any sense.
It does. But what good is that to us?
It's not.
That would be cool if we could, like, talk to it, that, him, her, whatever.
Fucking.
Figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know, man. What?
But it won't happen.
No, not at all. Oh, that's a very, very deep topic.
Yeah, that I can't believe I can't believe I forgot to tell you the whole topic. I didn't even tell you the whole theory on that, did I?
No.
No, because we got into the underground bunkers
and Egypt.
The underground civilization. Yeah, we dominoed all the way to aliens and
from horoscope to
horoscope.
And we talked about outside life out of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got way off topic. That's why I forgot to tell you.
Yeah,
dominoes.
But we could
different direction.
We could finish the discussion on
what the ant people.
No, more life. Or other forms of life.
Oh, yeah, that one was a good one.
It was.
Like, if there were similar beings, if there were beings that looked like us. That's what you said.
Like, you know how, on Earth we have, like, white, black, you know.
Different shades. Let's just leave it at that.
The main spectrum of color of people.
That's only because they live in certain parts of the world.
Yeah, though. I'm just saying, okay, listen. So there's white and black people,
okay.
And a little bit in between,
yeah.
A little mixture of both.
Yeah.
Okay. What if there is another planet that has like green and purple people?
It's like, possible.
Or like
very possible.
Or like orange and green people.
Very possible.
Like
extremely possible.
Or like a planet that's like Crayola crayons. People look like crayons.
How did you say Crayola again?
Crayola.
Oh, okay. You said it right that time.
Crayola.
I don't even know how I fucking say it. I don't even know. We're going to record. We're going to go back and listen. Because you said some weird word.
That I don't fucking know.
I have no idea what word you said.
People look like Crayola. Fucking walking crayons. Dude. Walking around the streets.
I don't know.
And instead of talking, they got to write down what they want to say to the other person.
That would be...
That'd be interesting.
I think they would probably just evolve body language.
Why are we talking about crayons?
Colors.
Colors. Oh, do you remember my other theory? Uh-huh. I don't remember. It had something to do with the colors.
Oh, you said, it wasn't a theory, you mentioned something about your favorite color being orange.
Yeah.
And I said, why is your favorite color orange? You said, God... made me. That's why
God.
We got to the that's the domino that sent us there. That was the one. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. All right. Well. Anything else?
Is this the one? Did we start off with the deja vu on this one, or is it the last one?
This one.
Was it this one?
Yeah, dude.
We covered two.
We've only been talking for 15 minutes. Dude.
We covered two topics in one episode. That's a waste.
Is it?
It's a waste.
No, it's not.
We wasted an episode.
It's more productive and
actually touche. You got me.
Yeah, bro. Two and one. Two birds, one fucking stone. You can beat that.
Yeah, but when you're looking at it for there,
you're an idiot. You're such an idiot.
I'm an overthinker. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, I think they would appreciate
they would.
Learning more.
They would.
Because we're putting more info and more topics into one podcast. Yes. Therefore, they're getting more
yes,
out of it.
That's true. For the first, for the starter one.
Roasted.
No.
I just roasted you.
No, because I'm going to roast you after this is over.
Are you?
You'll realize what I'm trying to say here.
No.
Anyway.
You're making buckets.
Oh,
man.
I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
All right, cigarette break. We will be right back. Stay tuned for more at Jackal and Hyde.
I like that. That was good. That was really good.